conversations with gospel artists, pastors. Our faith is what got us through all the troubles and disasters. Indeed, we fell short, but the Lord never passed us. Our belief in God is the most important factor. It's the Velika B Project. You're now tuned in to the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B, lover of God, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. Sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation.
With you guys, we have my Trey in the building. We have also Todd in the building as well. Look at that little cutie pie.
What a dope!
Y'all good, man.
Y'all my bad, son. I'm sorry. I don't want to think I'm flirting with you. Oh, did you freeze, Todd?
Yo. You already know,
Tom. You
said
Trey got a fresh tip. Everybody got a fresh tip.
I'm so sorry, guys. I went to a new barbershop. I live in Atlanta. It just took an hour and a half to get this haircut, so I should have been home 45 minutes ago. My wife calling me. I got to do this thing, so I pulled over at a suspect gas station. I'm gonna send y'all my location just in case something happens.
Oh, send it right now, because, you know, it's crazy stuff going on in the world.
Nah, man, thank you guys, man.
Especially ATL.
Nah, what's up, man, and how's life been for you? Everything going good? I know you've been busy like crazy.
Man, blessed, bro. So grateful, man, what God is doing through these encounter nights. Atlanta was a fool. Greensboro was absolutely insane. I'm so excited about Orlando and Richmond and D.C. this week, man. I'm grateful, man. It's one thing to pray about a thing, but then to see the fruit of what you pray for actually happening,
yes, sir,
is something altogether different. So I just feel so blessed. I'm so grateful, man, to be a part of what God wants to do on the earth. So I'm excited, man.
That's crazy. So, you know, you got to explain something to me, man, because you have this encounter night that's sweeping the country. But yet it's still, you're saying it's not a tour. What is that about?
Man, it's not. And I want people to know, I have friends that are on tours right now, dear friends. So it's not a not to a tour. Okay. I don't consider myself an artist. I'm a worship leader, right? And for me, it's like, yo, we built these nights. Because I was just going to do two a month. That's all I was going to do. I was going to do two a month and get out of it. We were going to encounter nights and get out. And so for me, it's like, yo, I never wanted to tour. I wanted to create a space where people can come and agree with these songs that God has given me. Like, yo, hey, let's agree that God won't fail. Hey, let's come together and agree that though the night may seem weary, joy is coming. Hey, let's come together and agree that, yeah, for real, after all these years, God, you are still good. It's like legitimately, like the heart, like my passion behind all of this, bro, is to lead people into a real encounter with Jesus, because I do not have the ability to do anything. And so it is really, it's not more so of like, hey, this isn't a tour. It's whatever you want it to be. If you want it to be a tour, you want to hear some good songs and be entertained, then that's what it'll be. Mm-hmm. But if you're desperate and you're like, yo, I don't need church. I don't need religion.
Yeah.
I've been doing that my whole life. I need to be where Jesus is, because my children are dependent on this. My future is dependent on this. The vision I have for my life is dependent on this. The clarity I need is dependent on this. And I need to be where Jesus is, and I need him to impact my life. So really, it's whatever people want it to be. It can be a tour, it can be a concert, or it can be the night that changes everything.
Whoa. He just said a whole mouthful, and I see that's blessing y'all, man.
Right.
I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get acquainted with
that's good.
Ty Gabriel. Like, man, he is the truth. And outside of him being just a dope, amazing hit maker, songwriter, like, I just love how he interacts with his family. Like, his brain, his strategy of how he strategizes things is amazing to me. Like, seriously, I don't know any artist that is packing out and selling all products at their table. Like, if Todd is coming to your city, like, he got a T-shirt, he got bags, he got all kind of stuff. And at the end of the night, it's nothing at the table. Like, this is what I have personally witnessed at his shows. Like, this is crazy to me. So y'all definitely got to get to Encounter Nights. So was this inspired from your record, Encounter Nights?
Yeah.
Encounter Nights is dope.
Yeah.
I mean, Encounter, the album is dope.
Thank you, bro. it was more, these nights were inspired by more so of a demand of people like, yo, you coming to my city? When you coming? When you coming? When you coming? And yeah. So because of the artistry part of it, of, you know, I get called to go to different places all over the world, but that's by chance.
Yeah.
These nights, like, no, this is where I feel like we need to be. Or this is where the right. hunger is. Or this is where, like, yo, will you come? Will you come? Will you come? So this is more like, okay, I can't wait for somebody to get me to Orlando. Hey, yeah. Let's create a space and let's go to Orlando. Let's go to Detroit. Let's go to D.C. So these nights were kind of like inspired by the hunger of the people from the record. The record did and is doing incredible. So grateful to God. Grateful to every single person that supported. The testimonies, oh my God, the testimonies that have come from this record has been absolutely mind blowing. And it is the greatest thing musically I've ever done in my life. And I'm so grateful to God. But it's the fruit, man. It's like, it's one thing to do something, but then like to know that a seed went in the ground and it came up. And again, what I said earlier, like I prayed for this, and to see God actually do it is so humbling. And so to see people actually being blessed by these songs that we labored for, by these songs that we went through stuff to write, by these songs that we had to endure some pain to be able to get some of these lyrics out, to know that it hasn't been wasted and that God is using it, man, is just a beautiful thing, bro. Beautiful thing.
Wow. Go ahead, Auntie. I know you want to say something.
Man, like just the worship encounter, the experience there, like, and I'm not even being funny, not throwing shade to anybody, but you and other worship leaders or worship pastors are doing something right. that pastors can't even do in their own pulpit. Let's just be 100. Like, it's an experience, and just to see people lying out on the floor and don't even worry about right. who's around, not embarrassed about this experience, is mind-blowing. Like, this is something that is very needed. And I'm hoping and praying once this is over, so, you kind of regroup
so
and think about doing
man, thank
more.
Thank you, man. And we're creating the space, man. It's like, yo, we don't have three services where you got to clear the parking lot out. It's like, nah, we're coming here. Most cities, man, I don't even have nobody opening. It's just somebody going to pray. We're going to play a video, and we going for it. So, because I want people to have that space. And what's been so dope is that Atlanta was totally different than Greensboro. And I guarantee you, Greensboro is going to be totally different than Orlando. In Orlando, because the hunger, it's like, you know, God is going to meet people at the point of their expectation. And so, you know, I don't know if it's on the first song or the last song. I don't know if it's on the first half or the second half. I don't know. But what I do know is that God is going to show up. What I do know is that God is going to meet the needs of his people. What I do know is that if you're all ye that are heavy laden,
come on.
Come.
Come on, man. I'm telling you, it's a dope thing. And I love, like, even send the videos from the production to the background vocals to the anointing to everything, man. It's just well thought out. But you got to remember, man, Montrezl Tisdale is a Ty Galber friend. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoy just watching him. Do this thing that we call music on a high level. And then even on social media, you know, sending lines wrapped around the building like, yo, we waiting to go into Ty's encounter now. You know, like, that's just all dope stuff. And to see people lined up to come to a worship encounter, that's amazing.
Man,
like, straight up.
It's a blessing, man. And my prayer is that, bro, that people show up and they find what they're looking for. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, I call myself a broker. I'm just a middleman. Yeah. I'm the guy that pulls God down and pulls the people up. This lady just had a hard week, children acting crazy, money looking funny. She ain't been on her knees probably as much as some other people. But she's like, yo, I need this moment because I need clarity. I need a miracle. I need God to show up in my life. And so I'm like, how do I pull God down and pull this lady up to have this rendezvous in the middle? So like I'm just the middleman. That's all I am. Like, yo, I'm here to take these people who've been going through all kind of stuff. Or maybe some people aren't going through that. Some people just like, yo, I just want to worship. I just want to be what Jesus is. But it's like, yo, we just want to create a space for you to come in and let God be God. Because if God shows up, everything he is shows up with him. So I was like, yo, let me create an opportunity. Let me create a space for you to come in and allow God to meet the needs of his people.
Straight up, man. So if Encounter Nights is coming to a city near you, or I would even say if it's less than 3 hours away, y'all need to just get the cars. Everybody, man, just get in the car.
My mind has been blown, bro. We at Atlanta, we have people from New York there, Greensboro, we have people from Kentucky, Augusta, people drove from Richmond and DC area. I'm like, man, why didn't I just wait till we got to DC? But man, people were like, yo, I just had to get here. I needed to be here tonight. So it's been beautiful, bro. So great.
That's amazing. And listen, y'all got to go get Encounter, the album. It's like 18 joints on there. That's every last one of them. I think somebody said on here, his new record is No Skips. It's No Skips. Right? Everybody you can think of. Travis got a hot song on there. Tamela Mann. So many amazing people, man. And just every song is super, 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 super good and dope.
Thank you.
So y'all got to go get it, man. I want you, so after April 13th is over, huh?
April 13th. So, it's two more that we have to do. I can't say the name of the cities. I have to do two more cities.
Okay.
I'm back to back. I'll just say one is on the West Coast, one is on the East Coast. And
one is in the Middle Coast, OKC.
But so after that, man, but what my heart is to do two of my own Encounter Nights a month, one at the top of the month, one at the end of the month in a different city. Almost like it's going to be like pop-ups.
Dope.
So that's my heart. That's my goal. I've also launched another initiative called the Bethesda Project, mm-hmm. where when we come into these cities, we partner with a prison, a cancer hospital, a halfway house, where the same day that we do the concert is the same day that we go in and do like an hour and minister to some people, sing some songs, drop off some devos. It's called the Bethesda Project because that's what Jesus did in John 5. He left the festival to go to the pool of Bethesda. He left the cool kids to go get the people who did not have the ability to get to him. And so that's what we want to do, man, in all of these cities that we go to, that we partner with organizations. It's like, yo, y'all can't give us nothing. You can't pay us. We're coming to drop something off. We're coming to give. And so we're launching that initiative. So the goal, man, if this thing is done right, bro, and my prayer is that by next year, I'll never have another concert that people got to pay to come to. I don't want people to have that obligation. You know, we have to now because I don't have a sponsor. This isn't Live Nation. This isn't Tribal. This isn't a record label. This is my savings account, and I'm spending it all. It's taking everything I got to do this because I just believe that God's going to be glorified in it. But my prayer is that, man, we get funded enough that I don't ever have to do another concert where people got to pay on my stuff. That people can just show up and
write.
Wow. I'm believing God for some big stuff, man. And I believe God's going to honor it.
Wow. That is so dope. So dope. And I know our time is just about up. Auntie, you got anything else? Can I want to ask one more thing? You already know.
No.
My mind.
Oh, look. You got me thinking like I'm trying to figure out how
that's
to
what I'm telling y'all. Y'all better
do something.
Really watch this, man. All you young bucks, as Kirk Franklin calls us, y'all better really watch him because he is great at what he does, and a lot of us put shows together and we go in the hole. I don't even know if Todd has ever went in the hole because his stuff is always like jam packed, like straight up.
We out here with some real faith, Doc. That's why I need Orlando to come. but man, I'm gonna tell you this. A friend of mine, man, he literally took all the anxiety, and I'm grateful for it. Atlanta and Greensboro were great, but he said, Todd, you're not investing in real estate. You're not investing in a business. You're not investing in a restaurant. He said, if those deals go bad, then you're like, oh my God, I lost all this money, blah, blah, blah. He said, you're investing in people. Mm-hmm. He said, so if the worst case scenario is you lost money, but somebody's life is impacted forever, but the trajectory of somebody's life has changed, somebody put the gun down, that now the spirit of suicide has left them. Now the spirit of depression and low self-esteem has been eradicated in their life because of an opportunity that you created for them to encounter Jesus. If that's the worst thing that happens, you still won.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And like, it really freed me. It really freed me. I don't know if it freed my wife.
That's good.
Because she's like, we got bills. But
right. The market. Praise the Lord.
So, I mean, it's like, yo, I'm investing in people, man. I'm investing in the lives of people that God will show up in somebody's life and change their life. And if the worst thing that happens is that somebody finds Jesus, if somebody has an encounter with the Lord and it gives them hope, it inspires them to keep going, to not give up, to believe that God still can heal me, that God still can make the way. Man, I won.
That's dope. That is so dope. Todd, I want you to tell us real quick, man, because you got so much wisdom that we just, man, so many people need it. What advice could you give a new artist in the regards of creating your own stage and not depending on anybody else or record label and investing in yourself? Like,
yeah.
I know that's a really good question.
I would say, man, here's the problem with most people, especially young artists, is that it's like Moses at the Red Sea. We discount what's in our hands because we're trying so hard to get to what's next. Moses is at the biggest obstacle in his life. And I can imagine in his head, he's like, okay, God, send some angels down here, show up, hit the Pharaoh's army with lightning bolts. You know what I mean? Something crazy. And God is like, yo, relax. What's in your hand? What you got? I know you need a miracle. I know you want this platform, but what do you have? And what are you doing with what you have? And Moses had his answer in his hand the whole time. But to him, it was just a stick. But to God, it was something that he was going to use to part of Red Sea.
Yeah.
And so what my heart is for new artists is like, yo, what do you have? What platform do you have? Mm-hmm. Where are you singing? Who are you able to mentor and touch and be a blessing to? Where are you serving? Maximize those moments. Every opportunity that happened to me came from me serving in my local church. Every single opportunity I've had has come from me serving in my local church. What's in your hand? What you got? Well, Todd, it's only 20 people. What are you doing with those 20 people? How passionate are you? How prepared are you to go in front of those 20 people? What are you doing with the team that you do have? What are you doing with the opportunities that you do have? Don't discount your now, trying desperately to get to your next.
Whoa.
What you got? You got 40 members? You got 150 followers?
That's good.
Maximize it. Create a tribe. Impact some people. Go serve. Go do something for some people that can't do nothing else for you. Because now you're like, okay, God is okay. I can trust that.
Yeah.
I can use that. I can give that an opportunity, right? But if the goal is for a bunch of followers, if the goal is to be on platforms, if the goal to be on stages, you're going to be disappointed anyway.
Yep.
Once you get there, once you meet these people, it's going to disappoint you. Once you get to the platforms, it's going to, at the end of the night, you walk off and you still empty. And once you get to whatever, it's like, man, if the foundation, if your why isn't solid, the stuff that comes with the stuff that you want don't even matter. If you get all of the stuff, you're not fulfilled. That's why people can be billionaires and commit suicide because they're not fulfilled. That's how people hit the dream job and go put a gun to their head because they're still not fulfilled. You have to remember your why. Never forget your why. Keep your why out in front of you. Keep your why out in front of you.
Jesus.
Don't discount your now trying to get to your next.
That's so dope. Look at Boss Lady. She's stealing your stuff. She's writing your stuff down. She's stealing your stuff, and you're going to see it on the meme tomorrow. Set up on
yourself. So.
Yo, and that is so dope. I'm telling y'all, man, y'all got to get this encounter night with Todd Galbert. It is smacking, like, seriously. And if you going to a city near you, you better get there early, man, because it's been packed, I'm telling you. I've been seeing the joints, the videos, and it is so good, man. So y'all get there, get the new record, Encounter. It's so good. I'm telling you, man, just all things Todd Galbert. Y'all support this man. Like, I don't even know if he's considered independent. But I'll say, is he considered independent? Because, like, he's so major to us. Like, I don't think he's independent.
Are you in the? Are you with the label?
But y'all get to Encounter Nights, man. Y'all get there. Support Ty Galbert. Go to his Instagram, Facebook, fan page. Get connected with him. Look at all the cities. I think it ends like April the 13th. So if it's a city near you, y'all get with it, man. Y'all go get your tickets and support, support, support. All right. I think we lost.
Awesome. That's fun. Yeah. Sorry if you still out there. We are done. We are wrapped. But that was an amazing interview.
This is the truth. So y'all definitely got to get acquainted with him, man.
Yeah.
Go follow his page. Go to his Encounter Nights. Get his new record. Because the brother's a beast. I'm telling y'all. He's a beast. Straight up. And y'all stay tuned for what we got to come. What's to come? What's to come? Man, my live recording.
What you got coming?
I'm excited about that.
You're recording.
Memorial Day weekend, Friday, May the 26th, 7 p.m. in Oklahoma City. We got so many amazing people that's going to be here from everybody you can think of. So many dang people, man. First Lady Karen Clark Shear, Dr. Ricky Diller, Vashawn Mitchell, so many surprise guests, Tally Rogers from Uncle John's Camp. And all these people are recording songs with us, so it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And most of all, Set Apart and Chosen going to be there.
Yeah. I'm coming in that Friday, and I'm leaving it Saturday morning because I heard that from Gabe.
Because Gabe been saying that to everybody.
We will fly out that morning, and we will leave the following morning. So I'll be there.
I ain't on the dollar, so she ain't going to London. She's going to be our trip with me. So she's coming to give me a half a day.
Yep.
She's coming to give her nephew a half a day, and then she's flying
back.
I take it.
I already know that London ain't about to feel these pockets, but it's good. I trust God.
You blessed coming up the curve, blessed coming down. Shout out to Ty Galbert, y'all. Those that missed the interview, go back and watch the replay. His team, Snoopy, his management, everybody, man, that let him come on tonight. And then y'all celebrate my boss lady. Y'all celebrate my auntie. The one and only Valika B. Y'all know I'm loud and I go crazy for my auntie.
And this will go, we're going to also add this to radio, our two radio stations and the podcast. So that's a great point that
that's
we're doing
we
now. So.
All right, Auntie, I love you so
much. I'm excited.
Next week.
Love you too. Until next time, this is New Music Sunday with Valika B and Montrez Tisdale. Until we see you next week.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Valika B Project with your host, Valika B. Until next time we meet, be blessed. The Valika.